All right?
All right.
Very good. All right, so who has a question or a comment about are you ready for change and the changes that you see coming down in the world? There's been speculation that in a short amount of time the food has increased by 40%. There are food riots going on around the world. Egypt recently was in big turmoil. Places in India and Africa, Indonesia, the price of rice is skyrocketing for people who are poor. You spend, let's say, a certain percentage of your income on food. Imagine if you had to spend 75% of your income on food, as some people do. Do you understand? Just, we don't want you to create that. We just want you to have realization that it will be important to work in community, to work in proximity. And more changes are afoot than you can imagine. And there's no need to run from planetary comet interference or mysterious planet X's or all the bizarre stories that are out there. Yes, some of these, there are dire probabilities that can be selected. But again, there must be mass agreements to move in them. And if you wake up in the dream and say, this is what I want, then that's the probability you will end up in. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments?
Well, this is Alan.
Yes.
I'll just add real quickly that we talked a couple of classes ago about snow, and that, speaking of dreams, I did have a dream last week where it snowed, and so I got my wish, you know, as far as that went.
Oh, it snowed in the dream state.
It snowed in the dream state, yes.
Well, let's
and I
hope
realized, I woke up because of that, because I realized that it was, that I had created that, that it was for me, the snow was for me.
Now, that's a good dream for you. Let's just hope your prophetic skills are not going to end up in reality, because people will be very unhappy if you get snow, and it can happen sometimes. Weather is up and down and topsy-turvy, and even though the global warming trumpets are blaring loud and clear, let's talk about climate change on other levels here. Climate change is again reflective of all sorts of consciousness change, and as we've been pointing out for years, so-called climactic changes and increases in carbon, dioxide and carbon things, etc., are increasing throughout the solar system. So it's certainly not just a local event, and they are not driving SUVs, let's say, on Mars and Jupiter.
Yeah.
And they certainly do not have incandescent light bulbs, do you understand? Einstein has not Einstein, who is it?
Edison
has not made it that far quite yet. So, what's going on? Change is afoot, there's no doubt about it. Where do you feel some of the biggest changes are going to transpire? Let's hear it.
Well, this is Sue. I feel like, I'm intending the reality that one of the changes I would like is with where our power comes from to heat our homes.
Yes, that's that. There's amazing discoveries, and you are this far from things. But we'll tell you what. Many, as Karen said earlier, she said, when we talked about the machines of in 2003 and 2004, she could not see then that they were already what could come from them. We are telling you in the same scenario now. Although it is on the side of improvement, there are so many technologies being held back because of the current administration in North America. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain karmic things, there are certain policy issues, etc., etc. As soon as you have political change, you are going to be astounded at what is going to be available. So again, this is the transition year. People sense big changes going on. They just don't know where to make it, what to do, etc., etc. Be patient. Do you understand? There's going to be all kinds of alternatives that are going to have to get cheaper, faster, to, let's say, create energy for the homes. Water sources are good, or water source, and Roger's saying we best correct this now, that